By a remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Data released Tuesday by the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention says the actual number of coronavirus infections in some parts of the United States is anywhere between 2 to 13 times higher than what has been officially reported. The figures were released on a day when the U.S. posted more than 1,000 coronavirus deaths, the first time since early June. The United States reached the grim single-day milestone. In his first formal daily White House coronavirus briefing since late April, President Donald Trump acknowledged the number of COVID-19 cases was spiking across the country, saying the situation is, in his words, will get worse before it gets better. The first possible U.S. vaccine is set to begin final stage testing next week in a study of 30,000 people to see if it really is safe and effective. This according to the Associated Press report. The U.S. Geological Survey reports a 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck the Alaskan Peninsula early this morning, Wednesday, and a tsunami warning was issued for southern and coastal Alaska and the Aleutian Islands. The U.S. National Weather Service has said there is no tsunami threat to the West Coast and Canada. There are no meter reports of any casualties. The Anchorage Daily News reports that some schools have opened for evacuees. And a group of 15 U.S. mayors sought calling for the federal government to immediately withdraw federal forces and agree to no further unilateral deployments to U.S. cities. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app, via remote, this is VOA News. Police say 14 people were shot outside a funeral home in the U.S. city of Chicago Tuesday evening. The shooting comes as Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced the city intends to cooperate with federal law enforcement agents. President Trump is sending there, this according to the Chicago Tribune. As Europe leaders, European leaders, that is, from the Union, celebrate their historic coronavirus recovery package agreement, some regions and countries are bracing for a possible resurgence of the infection. Belgium, Sweden, Luxembourg, Portugal count among others reporting an increase in cases. Parts of Barcelona, Spain have gone under lockdown. And in another hard-hit country, Italy, the Lazio region that includes Rome, warned also of possible local lockdowns if more clusters of the infection are found. About 2,000 Israelis rallied outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's home in Jerusalem Tuesday, protesting his handling of the coronavirus crisis and alleged corruption. Demonstrators marched from the official residence to Parliament, calling on the five-term premier to step down. Israel has reported more than 50,000 coronavirus cases and 422 deaths. Two Chinese nationals working with Chinese security services have been charged with hacking hundreds of entities around the world, including U.S. biotech companies developing COVID-19 vaccines. Suspects were charged in an 11-count indictment unsealed in the Eastern District of Washington State. The indictment says, in addition to attacking businesses, the hackers infiltrated the online accounts of Chinese dissidents, clergy, rights activists, and provided their personal information to the Chinese government. And Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro is expected to get the results of his coronavirus test Wednesday to see if he still tests positive for the virus. Since testing positive early this month for COVID-19, Bolsonaro insisted that he has been taking the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine, which most studies have found to be ineffective and potentially dangerous for some patients. Brazil has now recorded more than 2,159,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and more than 81,000 fatalities. And in global markets mixed Wednesday as investors' earlier enthusiasm over news of a promising coronavirus vaccine is tempered by the pandemic's grip on the planet. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.